Good morning.
Morning tea
Tea
to
to the tea
the
to the.
K.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Why are you so slow?
Because you sound slow.
Am I delayed? Maybe I'm delayed again.
I don't think you're delayed. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Technical difficulties.
Yep.
Where do you want to jump in?
Let's start with Housewives.
Okay, something nice and light. Okay.
Yeah, because it's gonna get deep later,
Go
So,
deep.
I just love
Didn't hear me.
what? How
Go
deep is your love? What? Okay, so I just like when Drew said booty shake for the room, and Kenya's like, I'm not gonna degrade myself. And Drew said, well, you paid for it, might as well shake it, bounce that booty.
Yeah, Drew is not going to be friends with Kenya because I like Drew too. I really do.
I like Drew,
But
but the one
Kenya.
thing I didn't like with Drew, she was pressing Latoya why she
Latoya
liked
about
it.
church
She should be
drinking.
glad. She should
And
be
if
glad.
you knew background about her going to church and trying to stop, why would you keep doing that in front of everyone? I think from the beginning she was just trying to have a like casual conversation, but then you kept digging. Like you let it go. You're like a dog with a bone. Just let it go.
Yes, exactly.
Hey.
That's exactly what happened.
Okay.
And so,
Where are
what's up with
you?
that, Marlo?
I think Marla just feels kind of funny because, she's talking about to Kenya about Portia. That's what I think.
Yes,
Because you guys
she's
talked about
guilty.
something happened. Something happened. And if Portia's your friend, you shouldn't just pull that to the side and be like, Portia, what's going on? What's this? Because this is what I heard, but talk to your
She
friend
guilty.
off
She did
camera.
that shit.
Don't put it on camera.
Yeah, she guilty. She did that shit.
It's a girls' night. Everybody had fun. Let it be. You don't talk about it the next day. Kenya broke girl code, but I guess she
Right.
said they're not friends, so she don't care. That's why you don't got no friends, and that's why Mark treating you like the way you do, allegedly.
Boom, drop
You
the mic.
don't do that to people.
Don't do
Don't
it.
do that
Don't
to
do it.
people. You get
Yeah.
what you put out. You put out a lot of shit.
Life
Sometimes you
is.
really don't need it, but I mean, you don't mean
Wait.
it. Yes.
I got a message. Message. You want to hear
Message.
it? Here we go.
Here I go.
Life is like a boomerang. Whatever you throw out, it comes right back to you.
Yeah. So I always try to like, oh, Kenya's like, but she's a Debbie Downer. Everybody's having fun, and you're like, oh, and you're the only one that brought your child. You have a nanny. Then don't go on a girls' trip. I guess maybe she didn't want to twerk in front of the child, but the child was watching the iPad. So I don't understand.
Kenya is like a wind. Sometimes it blows hard and sometimes it blows
But
low.
you was just busting it wide open with the red chocolate, the red
And her kid
lingerie
was
and chocolate.
supposedly
I'm
upstairs.
so I don't understand. Sometimes she can get real loose, and then sometimes she just close up and like, oh my God, I went too far. People get to see who I am. Like, just be regular, just be you.
Yeah,
It's
I think
okay.
sometimes she forget the cameras and then another time she remember they're there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
So yeah,
you.
maybe Real Housewives is not for you because you don't know how to let your hair down and you're clinging on to your child. Like, I've never been without a day without seeing my child. Then that's why you're clingy. You're clinging
And
on to the
she.
child maybe because of your husband.
Yes. And
But
she
the
said
child can do
it.
without you. He can see you. She can not see you for a day or two. They'll miss you. Then you miss them and you appreciate it. You're
And she
clinging on like
said,
a teddy bear.
also said it takes a village to raise her child, but she's not allowing the village to help.
Right.
She's
And
not
she's not
asking
being
for help.
open. She's not
She's
being open
not.
and honest with the girls. They would have helped you. Everybody has babies. Everybody has kids there.
But she's not even asking. So how would they know? How are they gonna know?
Who's
Who's
gonna know?
gonna know? Exactly.
Nobody's gonna. Are we finished with Atlanta Housewives?
Yes, I want to talk about Sweetie and Quavo. Hey, the elevator altercation.
Solange and Jay-Z back? Huh? What?
No, but Solange beat up Jay-Z.
It's just an elevator thing. Like, it looks like she was trying to get away with the bag, and then he pulled the bag from her. But she was pushing on him, and then he pushed her back in the elevator. And you know what was so cold about that whole thing? He just stood up in the elevator and just looked at her, never helped her get up or anything.
Yeah, he
like,
swung
didn't
her.
look like he didn't care.
He swung her in the elevator, and she hit the wall, and she's down there. And when the elevator reached to a
No,
corner,
no, no, no.
Wait,
he didn't swing her in the elevator.
Wait.
Yes.
He pulled her in and kind of swung her and dropped on her and let her stay there. When the elevator opened and somebody was there, he just stood there looking at the person and looking at her on the floor and didn't do crap.
Right. He never helped out. That man,
yeah.
That man don't have no respect for you. You don't have no respect for that man either, because you was pushing on him and hitting on him before the elevator door opened. Okay, both of them wrong. He didn't punch her, but there was some altercation stuff going on in there.
All of the shenanigans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that wasn't a good look. See, and she was just bragging the other day, talking about, well, if you don't, your man don't get you a Birkin bag, that ain't a man for you. He don't care.
That wop got slapped. Sorry, what?
They need to go mop that up. Mop it up. Mop it up on aisle 5. Shit. This goddamn wop. That's so disgusting. Really?
I want to get a little deep now. So
Wait. Where are you going?
These commercials about Asian hate crimes, you know, stop the hate. Well, what about us Black people? We never had these commercials, and hate crimes been happening against us all this time. And I don't see any money. The White House putting out $50 million to do all this work on Asian hate crimes. And I ain't never seen none of them put money towards Black hate crimes, which been going on for how long and still. But we have to bring awareness. I'm sorry. I'm not saying we need to stop. I'm not saying that it's good. But it's not good where you're paying attention to one race right now when you should be paying attention to us from before.
Well, okay, so Black Lives Matter. So that's our anthem. So now it's Asian Lives Matter right now. They're getting beat up. Sorry. It's a nervous laughter. It's not.
No, I know that. But there was no commercial for us. I see commercials on TV for Stop the Asian Hate Crime.
But you know what? We can't look at anybody else and we can't down them, because they're getting down too. So we can't be on different levels. We all should be treated the same. And because
exactly.
They didn't do it, one second, because they didn't do it or they didn't speak up for us, that doesn't mean that we don't speak up for them. You know, it is
no,
what it is.
I'm saying they don't speak up for us and we should speak up for them. I'm saying the government, I'm not condoning the hate crime that's going on, because especially what happened to the 65-year-old woman the other just yesterday.
Oh
the
my
man,
God!
Everybody watching, and the man, the security at the apartment closed the door on the woman. That's so mean. You big. You see the security of the apartment in his jacket. Big. I never go out there and help the woman, and then lock the door after the man kick her down and walk and lock the door.
Yeah, you know he got suspended.
At the end of the
all
day,
you had
human.
To do, all you had to
human
do was
rights.
To help her. He was already gone. Call the cops, whatever. But they found him.
Yeah, they arrested him. But it's just being human at the end of the day.
But let me tell you, he's out on parole, like lifetime parole. You shouldn't have a lifetime parole. Then you shouldn't be out on parole. You know what he did? He murdered his mom, his mother. That's why he was in jail.
And he got that parole with that new law that ended to prevent people from being locked up because of the overpopulation in the prisons,
nah,
right?
No.
Who
then... I don't, that's not a good look. He should never have came out. Sorry.
I know. But this is the new law when them be bringing a couple years back. And who them for make come out, them now make come out. And them I make these damn murderers. I don't understand how murderers get less time than a drug dealer. The fudge? We are mixed up in this place.
Yeah,
we ask backwards.
They need to fix it. Yeah, they need
and
to fix
we,
it.
And we, all minorities, Asian, Black, brown, red people, we the majority. Damn it. You know what? I'm about to think that, you know, in the future may put my ass in trouble. Let's just stop right there.
Okay. So, yeah, it's some crazy stuff going on with Asian, but he just walked down the street and did that? Like, for what? We oppressed too. Why you want to take it out on somebody else like that?
You know,
what,
you know,
what will make you think it's okay to do that?
Notice how they're preying on the older folks. This is how you know they punk ass bitches.
Yeah, it's a lot of them going around.
They ain't going with no young man. They might get chop up, mess with the wrong person. Watch, but they owe it to the older people where they can't defend themselves. Watch them. I'm gonna catch them.
You're praying on people. Right? That's terrible.
Yeah. I want them mixed with the right one. The right one, the right one. We will box them up back.
Can I go back to Real Housewives for 1 second? I think Portia is really upset at Marlo. Like, she feels hurt that that was really
She feel betrayed. She feel betrayed. And I agree.
Okay. And I don't agree with this alligator nonsense when y'all was eating alligators.
I'll try it.
You try anything. You try trifecta?
I'm a trisexual.
Trisexual. Yep. I said trifecta. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm an asexual.
Are
Just
you?
Alvin sexual. Boy.
Well, back in my day, I was a trisexual, but now I'm a different.
Once upon a time, I was out.
I admit it, because I did.
No. So now you're a trisexual, just T.
Yeah, I'm just on that T train right now. Mm-hmm. Riding on the train.
Speaking of riding, Lil Nas Satan video.
Wait.
You know what?
He got Satan sneakers. Nike. Nike,
you know, this suit him. They was like, we didn't do that. We didn't sanction this. Okay?
Yeah.
We're suing you. And he's gonna come out with sneakers. He has 666 pairs. Y'all playing around with fire. I don't play with that. I play with a lot of things, but I'm not playing around with that.
Yeah.
This man went on a lap dance down a pole on Satan, and then he
flew up to heaven.
He had sex with Satan. Then he killed him.
Yeah, he slid down on the pole and gave Satan a lap dance. And then, yo.
Listen, okay, here's my thing. You want to do all that Satan shit, that's fine. I don't have to look at it. But what you do, Lil Nas, is that you cater to the kids and now the kids watching all this satanic shit.
Mm-hmm. Especially this time.
Kids. Yeah, because I remember when he came out with Old Town Road, even though he said Old Town Road was talking about girls and lean and stuff like that. I don't know. I just thought you was a corny ass nigga. How about that? And he was just trying to take my horse to the Old Town Road. Mm-hmm. But you cater to kids because you was putting it out on TikTok. You put it out on Kids' Choice. You went to schools and you was performing for kids. And all of a sudden now you're like, that's parents' responsibility. You shouldn't have your kids listening to me. But you're the one that putting the videos out to them. So, you know,
anytime you get caught doing something wrong, you always trying to put the blame on somebody. Nobody wants to be accountable.
He's talking about, people mad at him now because he's gay and you want to shut him up. What gay you had to do with what you're doing?
When you came out being gay, nobody said nothing. We mad that you Satan. You Satan's child. You Damien. Sorry for all who named Damien out there.
Why would you name somebody? Why would you name your child Damien? That's the problem. That's what they're going to grow up to be. All right. Well, let's move on from that because we don't have time. Mm-hmm. Pass the mic. You saw the Pass the Mic with Cassidy? He had Drew Hill on there. It was like, so cool. And then he had The Brat, and then he had Jermaine Dupri. It was so cool. And then he had 112, and Mace came on. I was like, in my house, this is 90s hip-hop, I guess. You know, I was, hey!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yo, it was so good. But that was for the NAACP Awards.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he did. I did see the trailer. Mm-hmm. Also,
so did you watch it?
No, I did not.
Did you see the fashions?
I did not.
Did you see Viola Davis?
Wait, what part you didn't hear what I said? I didn't watch it.
But I mean, at least the pictures.
Oh, on social media, yes. Yes.
The pictures were so nice.
Yes.
But anyway, and Regina King directed her in a photo shoot with the W Magazine with her with her daughter and her husband. It's so beautiful.
I did see that.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Well, and Janelle Monáe had your hairstyle. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was NAACP.
Okay. I watched Tina Turner's documentary.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
I loved it. I'm a big Tina Turner fan, if you didn't know. Well, now you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yep.
You got legs like Tina Turner.
Yeah, yeah. She still looked good for 81, and her husband is 65, and he looks her age. You know, they look alike. Uh-huh. She looked good for her age. And, you know, she also suffered a stroke a few years back.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she did, but she's good now. You could see in her face, I guess she said the whole right side was affected. She couldn't walk, but she had to learn how to walk and talk and write again. But she said she still could sing. She said she hasn't really tried it, but she could sing.
Do you know Tabitha Brown? The she's on social media. She's a vegan. Yes.
Wait, I have one more thing with Tina Turner.
Oh, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
She was talking about when she first met her now husband, and she really, really liked him. And when she was in LA and she called him up to come visit her in LA, she straight up said to him, "I want you to make love to me when you get here."
Oh,
that's my girl.
That sounds like something you would say.
Yeah.
We're not beating around the bush, okay?
Yeah, get straight to the point. You know what you want. Take it.
Like those people that be like, that's Netflix and chill, but they really just want to fuck when you chill. So they
just say it. Just do it.
Just say it. Okay, so Maasai Martin from Blackish, she won. Tabitha Brown, she won for social media personality. She's so sweet. She's vegan and she just has a soft voice and she's like, "Hey, baby, okay." Oh. Like, so like that.
Like you? Like how you do it?
I guess I could do a little Tabitha, huh? Like, so like this?
Yeah. Are you flirting? She's
no. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence won for Bad Boys for Life, but I don't understand. That movie was like 2 years ago?
2019.
When we started these things?
Right now, 2020 was nothing because they didn't have the award last year.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
So they skipped 2020. So it's all 2019 and a little bit of 2020 in this year.
All right. Issa Rae won. Eddie Murphy won for Hall of Fame.
Oh, nice.
Martin Lawrence getting fat. He don't got no neck no more. Sorry. Stacey Abrams won for Social Justice.
Okay, yes.
LeBron James, King James, he won for the President's Award. And who else? Of course, Viola Davis won for How to Get Away with Murder. And Reggae Jean from Bridgerton.
I bet it for you.
The Duke. Ooh. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't care about anybody else.
Okay. He's the Duke of Hastings. I burn for you.
I can't wait. Oh, the Handmaid's Tale.
Oh,
blessed be. The trailer came out. It's coming out on the 28th.
Yes, I can't wait.
Blessed it's a war. Blessed They're trying to find her. It's been like 20 days. They couldn't find her.
Yep.
And all the kids made it. And the husband was like, "What? She doesn't care about family. She stayed there." But he has to understand she's not leaving without her child.
Exactly. That's a mother's love right there.
So let's, I went to the light stuff. Let me go to a heavy stuff. Did you hear about the news with the teenage girls that killed the Uber driver?
What?
In Washington, D.C.?
No.
They carjacked him. They tased him. They had a taser. Mm-hmm. And he was hanging out the car like he wouldn't let go, and they ended up crashing and he flung across the sidewalk. The car flipped upside down and the girls were stuck in like the National Guard people were still there and they tried to like pull them out. Mm-hmm. And people were like, "They killed them. They arrest them. But the girl is 13 and 15. The girls are 13 and 15. What? You know, they're going to jail for life. You're done fucked up now, right? You messed up your whole life. You're going to jail for life. The man was on a sidewalk. TT, the video is so disturbing.
This world.
You're 13 or 15. How you know about why do you have a taser? And what? Maybe the 15-year-old let the 13-year-old. But you know what? I don't know this.
You don't know.
You kill somebody for carjacking a car? An Uber driver? What the hell? I guess
they thought that would have been fun.
That's fun? You're 13. You're supposed to be kiki-keying and having fun in your room on the computer, shopping.
No. Putting on clothes. No, that's the problem. The computer. Who's to say they didn't go in the dark web and find these things? How they have a taser? Where they get the taser from? All of this is from the computer. It's too much access, man. And when them people have them kids locked up in their room and don't know what they're doing, you're building up psychos in there. You don't know.
That's why I have a baby psycho on my hand.
You need to bust it down and be like, "What you doing?" Just bust up on them.
That's like, come on, you got to have a value system. You do not do that. That is something you do not do. And girls too, usually boys are stupid, but girls?
Yeah.
Mm.
Crazy.
Okay.
Crazy. Deranged.
They're boycotting Delta, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, you know.
What,
the Georgia elections? Because they're doing the suppression, the voter suppression?
Yeah, this is the Jim Crow? going back to Crow.
Basically. And we talked about the lady when she knocked on the door of the governor's thing and she got arrested. So knocking while black and knocking while white. You can go in the Capitol knocking while white. You ain't gonna get arrested.
They did not knocking while black through.
You know, the cops said they thought it was gonna be another insurrection and that's why they had to, you know, arrest her.
Oh, is that
they were afraid for their life. They weren't afraid for their life.
So being polite and knocking, you fear for your life, but busting through a window and a door, it's okay. Ah. But you gotta be a different shade though.
Tammy and Waka Flocka daughter came out as a lesbian. But Zoe, you know the comedian Zoe, he got upset of Flocka because when Flocka was talking about Dwayne Wade's daughter.
Oh.
And now, but then Tammy's like, he could change his mind. So what? People have a right to evolve. So it was a back and forth thing. But you know what? I'm going to mind my business because I don't talk about nobody's kids.
When you live in a glass house, don't throw stones. Hey.
Little boozy.
Hey.
Yes.
So Donald Trump launches his new website. And you know what the name is? 45office.com.
45office.com?
Mm-hmm.
That's really it?
Yeah. He loves that 45. Hey, that was Billy D, Colt 45. Sorry. Oh,
God. You're showing your age.
That's my age.
Okay, so Boosie paid a man $554 for slapping him for a music video shoot. And when I tell you this man got slapped, he got dizzy. He almost fell out. I think he's an older guy, too. You can't do that, man. Come on, man.
The guy.
Because he looked like he was homeless or you like to drink. You know, you hang out at the store.
You see, again.
You take advantage of
a weak. People just prey on the weak.
Okay. So I have a new story. Okay. Prince William was named the world's sexiest bald man. Oh,
yeah. Let's talk about
that. Who said that? Who said that?
Now, that person.
Boris Kodjo.
The person who nominated him is not. Just maybe they're bald in the eyes because I don't see what they see.
What about Stanley Tucci? These things are rigged. And I think they just wanted to have like a positive press.
Statham, the guy, the driver, that guy from Fast and Furious.
The
white thing,
Jason Statham.
The white guys, right?
Jason Statham. Yeah. Oh.
If they want a white guy, that right there, whew, that's hot. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But a one that of my family is definitely not racist. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a fix. Dr. Birx, remember the lady when Trump was saying you can kind of inject bleach?
Yeah.
She's like, we could have saved after the 100,000 people died, we could have saved a lot of people, but we never changed. Yeah, we don't want to hear that now. She should never be hired. She's a doctor.
She was scared. She feared for her life.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Well. Let me get to the other ones because I know we've run out of time. Mm-hmm. Lara Trump, she's running for office and now she's fully she's officially starting to work at Fox. But they're like, she's like, I feel like I'm a part of the family already. Yeah, because they cater to you guys.
Yeah.
If you have a Trump name, Fox, you welcome at Fox.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Black Adam, The Rock is coming out July 29, 2022.
Yes.
The new action hero. I think I'll be the new Black Superman, kind of. No, Superman.
No.
He looks like
it's going to take over from us having a Black superhero from Black Panther to this one.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I know you're not into Star Wars or anything, but Obi-Wan Kenobi is coming out. No?
I like Obi-Wan.
Oh. Well, Ice Cube's son is in it. That's the only Black guy in it. And a Black girl, too.
Oh, okay.
How about that? And remember the Molly's boyfriend in Insecure?
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's not him. The one from is this sounding kind of like? We don't all look alike. The one from Fast and the Furious, the Asian one from Power, he's in the movie too.
Oh,
I mean Molly's boyfriend from Insecure. Lord. I'm so sorry. Please don't hold it against me.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. Niecy Nash got married and she says she has never been with a woman before, her wife, Jessica.
Yeah, she's been married. I love her. Where have you been?
Meaning that she's saying that she's never been in that kind of relationship before.
Yeah, because she said
that's the first time she's ever been with a woman.
Said this was just love, loving a person, not looking if it's a man or a woman.
I'm going to not ask questions. I'll ask questions off the mic.
Say what now?
Huh? I'm going to ask questions off the mic.
Asking all these questions. Asking all
maybe
questions.
When we go to the lesbian wine tasting, I'm going to ask some questions.
Oh, what? You're curious.
Inappropriate?
What?
The talk is not coming back with Sharon Osbourne.
No, she's
bye.
Not.
Baby.
Bye,
bitch. Bye, bitch.
My name is say what?
Bye. I know I'm missing something, you know, TT.
You always are, but listen, we got to go. You see the time?
Time just goes by so fast.
It does. Time goes by when you're having fun.
I want to tell you that I found this website, mm-hmm. not a website, this Instagram post I'm posting, Secretly Twisted, and I swear to God, this is like Kiki's Corner. So ooh. Go follow Secretly Twisted.
Secretly Twisted. And you can follow sounds us like on Podcast TKO on Instagram, Podcast TKO on it's Instagram.
One of them. Oh, can I say and one of the posts real quick before we go? If you...
Oh, I was just giving the information how people can listen to us, but go ahead.
I'm sorry. If you can't sleep at night, it's because you need some dick in your life.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that the truth, though? That's the, that let you go to bed like nothing, having sweet dreams. Mm-hmm. I know it does for me.
Okay, bye, TT. Let's go. Podcast TKO.
Wait. So look us up on TKO Space Podcast and look us up on Spotify, Apple, Google, all of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. All of that. Stuff.
All right.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.